So big documentary, Harry, Meghan, what's the truth? Are they telling the truth? Are they believable? Some say yes, some say no. I really think people are going to start going at each other in the United Kingdom about this, but maybe they will here as well. We play you some bits of the trailer, and it's the one thing Sheba and I really can't find common ground on. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll watch it, and we'll come out with exactly the same opinions, but we didn't after the Oprah interview. Here's our thoughts on what to expect on Netflix on Thursday.
Are we binge watching this together? Is that what we're doing?
I don't know if
cancel
I can.
Cancel everything.
Listen, I talk about getting NyQuil. I need like Gaviscon, Pepto-Bismol.
This is
like
the
some actual
Netflix,
oral Tums.
No, Netflix show of the. Okay, here's what I actually think is going to happen. In all seriousness, I love the trailer that came out for this. If you're on the fence about Meghan and Harry, I think that this show is actually going to make you either love them or truly hate them. This is going
to
be
the deciding
factor.
Acknowledge the second part, that this is going to split. I do think people in the United Kingdom are going to have fist fights about this in their neighborhood.
Well, they're
when this
gonna,
comes
they're
out, because they take it very seriously.
The UK is going to hate it. We've spoken about this for obvious reasons, okay, that I don't know if we're going to agree on, because Meghan's black. We know that. That's why the UK is going to hate this. Oh. That's why the UK hates her.
That's why they loved her initially.
They never loved
years.
Her initially.
Yes, they did. Okay, we're at a point of disconnect already. They absolutely did. And then they got to know her.
They did not. They made up lies about her and her mother and growing up in Compton and her mom being like a drug addict because that's the narrative that they knew about black people from America.
Is this the mom that's estranged from Meghan? So would Meghan have fueled that at all, given
Meghan
she's estranged from
her
all members
best
of her family?
Friends, actually. No, her
it's
and
just
her mother
the dad
best,
she's estranged with? Her,
well, yes, because he was selling stories to the press.
Okay. So that's dissimilar than Harry selling his story to Netflix right now.
I think they want the truth out there.
Whose truth?
Their truth. Well, he says.
Oh, their truth.
Our truth. We know the truth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to get the popcorn. You bring the sparkling water. Let's discuss
Gordon's
this
Gordon's never seen anything like this. Because generally speaking, like you've known both of us about a year. Have you ever you know that this is the one tension point in the working relationship with Sheba Siddiqui and Greg Braden. We cannot come to a common ground and a summit on this.
I found this out like day one that there's the dividing wall here.
So we'll play the trailer for you afterwards. And I think it'd be really interesting, no doubt, on Friday. What a great way to go into the weekend is to talk about the first episode. Are they going to be like, now this is what I don't know. This is what we can agree on because it's an actual number. Are they like an hour long? And how many episodes are there? Like, what's the length of the whole doc?
So there's it's in two parts. And I don't know if that means two seasons or two episodes. I don't know. One comes out December 8th and one comes out December 15th. So let's find out with bated breath.
Okay. Two episodes. That seems fine. I'm seeing these images of Diana in the trailer, and it's already making me mad. My blood pressure is just skyrocketing.
You need to watch The Crown.
Such class.
She did the same
stiff
thing.
Stiff upper lip.
In the same way.
No. Megan's not Diana, and we're not going to.
No. I know she isn't.
Oh.
You know, you might. I think you should actually watch it. You might fall in love with them.
Here's some of the trailer that should set you up on Thursday for Harry and Meghan and their documentary.
It's really hard to look back on it now and go, what on earth happened?
You hear that? That is the sound of hearts breaking all around the world.
She's becoming a royal rock star.
And then...
Okay, wait a minute. Let's cut the trailer for... She was a rock star at one point in time. And then, like, you snap your fingers, and then she was just under constant attack. What happened?
Harry brought home his black girlfriend.
Oh, wait a minute. She was a rock star when she was brought home.
You and I are forever going to disagree about this. And you know what? I don't stan Harry and Meghan. I don't. I'm very interested in them, more so than Kate and William. Kate and William I find very boring.
They're boring.
They play by the rules. They do everything you're supposed to do in terms of protocol. Harry is very traumatized. Don't forget that.
So is William. But stiff upper lip, polite,
exactly.
Doesn't trash institutions.
Harry was 12 years old while the whole world watched him walk behind his mother's coffin.
I know.
Very traumatizing. So don't forget that.
I will. I never forget it. As a huge Diana fan and as someone who was front and center in the funeral coverage of Diana, I never forget that. But
what do you mean front and center?
I went around interviewing people in downtown Windsor on the Friday.
I thought you were there. The one like, how come we've never spoken?
I guess that's
about
not
this?
As front and center. I just may have overemphasized my frontness and centerness. Here's more of the trailer.
Everything changed.
Okay.
There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
There was a war against Meghan to suit other people's agendas.
It's about hatred. It's about race.
It's a dirty game. The pain and suffering of women marrying into this institution, this feeding frenzy.
I realized they're never going to protect you.
I was terrified. I didn't want history to repeat itself. No one knows the full truth. We know the full truth.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm definitely watching it. Sure.
Yeah, come over. I'm ready. Okay, I'll have the sparkling water ready for you. We're going to binge it. So like 8 or 9 hours.
Does your husband, I'm trying to convince, I don't know if my wife cares as much. So does your husband care as much as you?
He will not be in the room while
see,
I'm
okay,
watching
I don't
this.
I don't
Even
know.
The
I don't
Crown,
know
the, if I'm watching I binge watched The Crown the other day, the new season, 9 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Friends, he literally walked in the room and then turned around and walked right out without saying
That's what
word.
I was doing with Love is Blind on Netflix all weekend long.
Oh, that was great.
Thank God she... Oh, you
I
saw that also?
Love is Blind. Love it.
She got obsessed. I was worried she was joining Reddit chats and posting on message boards and whatnot.
Love her.
But my case would still be that Meghan's arrival was very, very welcome. New element. How do we make the...
Absolutely not, how do we
make the monarchy survive long term? We've got somebody everybody knows.
You don't bring your black girlfriend home. No. That's how. No, this had so much to do with it. This is why they didn't like her. Look,
By the way, she's biracial. She's not black.
Doesn't matter.
You it go does ask matter. Any,
no, you know why? Because people view her as, oh, that's how they're going to view her. They're going to write, this biracial woman. No, to the world, she's black. If there's any little bit of black in you, to the world, you're black. This is a study. There's so many studies behind this. They don't see you as half this and half that. You're black.
Can I ask you a really honest question? Did you watch Suits when it started?
Yeah,
I'm going to be as honest as I can be here. This isn't going to get me in. But I watched it too.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
No. Go ahead.
I didn't know she was black.
I know you didn't.
Did you?
Absolutely. Her hair gave it away. Her features. Yes.
See, that's what my wife said.
No, I'm
not pleading ignorance. And I
knew she was mixed.
Okay, and I wouldn't have known that.
She openly says in her Archetypes podcast that she's been, she's considered herself biracial and mixed race her whole life until she got married to her husband. And that's the only time she was treated as like a full black woman, which is a different experience than being biracial. That's what she says.
I think regardless of our thoughts, I think you're onto something in that there's going to be a lot of people. Here's a host, Dan Wooten, who is a columnist for the Daily Mail. He writes this. He may have a bias. I agree with you. Piers Morgan has a bias. Something's bad. Something's off there.
She blew him off. That's why
Piers Right. Piers Morgan's not going to be objective about her. He used to say great things about her. Now he doesn't. Okay. But he writes, if only Harry and Meghan knew the number of hours Buckingham Palace staff spent keeping damaging stories about them out of the papers. For months they succeeded. That only changed when late Queen herself warned Harry about Meghan's treatment of staff and I broke the story in the papers.
Give me an
example. So that's one guy.
Give me an example.
Well, he probably will.
I don't think so. I'd love for someone to come forward and say that. It's all hush hush. So this is what Harry means in the trailer about stories were planted. You know what? Let's discuss it on Friday morning after we've binge watched together and let's talk about it. Then let's see what they both have to
say. Can everybody else in the news cycle just stay away? Just go have a holiday Thursday. This is all we want to do on Friday's show. I don't need any news conferences about...
Top of the hour.
About hospitals or electric vehicles or Russia. Can you all just keep it down on Thursday?
Okay.
So Sheba and I can talk about this most of the morning.
Officially Friday, this will be our Harry and Meghan show every segment for 3.5 hours.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.